Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting. Turkey says today's deadly blast were carried out by suicide bombers. Two bomb explosions targeted a peace rally being held by leftist and Kurdish activists in the Turkish capital of Ankara. It killed 86 people and wounded 186. The explosions occurred seconds apart outside Ankara's main train station as hundreds were gathering for the rally, organized by Turkey's Public Sector Workers Union and other civic society groups. The rally aimed to call for increased democracy and an end to the renewed violence between Kurdish rebels and Turkish security forces. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the deadliest attacks in Turkey in years. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said there were strong signs that the attacks, which struck 50 meters apart, were suicide bombings. He declared a three-day official mourning period for the victims, as well as for all of those killed in terror attacks since July. Hours after the attacks, the Turkish government imposed a temporary news blackout covering images that showed the moment of the blast, gruesome or bloody pictures or images that create a feeling of panic. The spokesman warned media organizations they could face a full blackout if they didn't comply. Here in Washington, the White House condemned what it called an horrific attack in the Turkish capital. The U.S.-led coalition targeted Islamic State in Syria with five airstrikes Friday. It also hit the militant group with 20 bombardments in Iraq, according to a statement released on Saturday. In the meantime, Syrian government forces captured a village from rebels in the central province of Hama Saturday as they pushed a ground operation backed by Russian air support. This is VOA News. European Union.